The St. Louis Fringe Festival is a one-of-a-kind event that features 97 shows by 27 producers over 9 days between tomorrow and August 26th. St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter has details about the festival, which showcases everything from theater and dance to storytelling, burlesque, and acrobatics.
Matthew Kearns is the festival's executive director and founder of the drama club STL. Actress Elizabeth Ann Townsend stars in one of the festival's productions, and Dennis Corcoran, founder of Black Mirror Theater, directs another. Welcome all to you to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you.
It's
wonderful to be here.
Great to have you. The festival runs 9 days tomorrow through the 27th, and I mean, it really is unique. Matthew, can you sort of describe the concept?
We are a veritable buffet of anything you can want in the performing arts. So for a 9-day festival, we have everything from a family series to headline acts that this year feature 2 musicals and an original dance piece, to burlesque shows late at night, to one-man shows from people all over the country.
Puppet acts?
Puppet acts for sure.
Anything I'm forgetting?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up.
Well, you do say you're raising the bar this year. What do you mean?
Well, so what we've done is we've created what we call a hybrid festival. So we have 3 headline acts that will be at the Grandel Theater. So that's A Song for Vanya, a new musical out of Northern California.
You're directing that.
I am, and we're doing it with local talent. Uh-huh. The second show is Era, Lucy Cashin's company, and she's doing an adaptation of Snow White, and I promise all the dwarves are over 7 feet tall. And then Ashley Leanne Dance Company is doing a brand new work called Evolution. And then we have invited guests, like some of the folks that are here today, and we still have our lottery component for our brand new producers out there.
And I think something like 97 acts altogether?
Something like it, yeah.
Well, before we talk about your role in the festival this year, Elizabeth Ann Townsend, can you give me a little bit idea about what some of the projects that you've been involved in over the last year? Just give us an idea about what you do.
Well, I've had the wonderful good fortune of performing Count Time, The Life and Times of Patricia Pruitt again, via sponsorship of the Fringe Festival. Did that in January, and I'm continuing to work on that wonderful piece, which I look forward to touring around the state of Missouri. I am now an approved Missouri touring performer, which I'm very excited about. So,
what does that mean?
Well, it means that I'm listed in the directory administered by the Missouri Arts Council, which will then fund a large portion of anyone's fee, colleges, university, whomever wants to see Count Time.
Hmm.
So I'm very excited about that.
Great. Dennis Corcoran, some background for your Black Mirror Theater.
Well, I'm a dual national. So I'm very Irish. I speak Irish. I teach Irish. The impetus of Black Mirror actually was I had never done anything with theater until I retired. So I'm a—
What line of work were you in?
All over the map, but I worked for McDonnell Douglas. I was in banking for 12 years, telecommunications, just all over the place.
Well, how did theater happen to you at that stage in
life? I had always gone to theater. You know, I was a ticket buyer.
Uh-huh.
And I would sit there, and before the play would start, I would often think, what could I do here? And then nothing came to mind. And so when I retired, I wanted to study poetry, and I felt I deserved to be able to take a day class. Mm-hmm. And the community college offers cheap classes for old people, of which I'm one. But they didn't offer a day poetry class. So I looked and looked, and they offered acting and playwriting. And it was like falling down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got into it. I was 62. I'm now almost 71.
Wow.
In 2011, started Black Mirror because I had seen so many young people at the community college devote so many hours just because they loved it. And I thought, I want to start a company. I want to take them out into the community and pay them. I want their efforts to be professional and to feel like this is really professional stuff. And so that's what Black Mirror was founded to do.
And you sort of have a mission in a way, don't you?
Well, there's sort of two, yeah. One of them is, it goes back to the being Irish thing, which I try not to beat to death. I'm trying to outgrow that.
Well, you've mentioned it 4 times.
Oh, thank you.
And, hey, only 4 this time. That's pretty good.
That's really good, yeah. The other is like something we did with the Crawl this year. For every person who came to our show, we donated money to Operation Backpack. To me, to us, really, it's incredibly important that theater be not divorced from the cultures, the communities, the events of the day, that they be part of them. And not just an ancillary part, not I'm not denigrating this. There's nothing wrong with theater that makes you feel good and laugh and smile, but it doesn't feed a child. And I guess that's really the bottom line.
And just by coincidence, I guess, Elizabeth, your work in the festival is takes on a serious note as well as his does.
Oh, yes.
And we'll talk about that later. Matthew, Dennis and Elizabeth are two of the 27 producers that are part of this year's Fringe Festival. So where do they come from, and how do they become a part of this?
So we put out an application, and we let it go live somewhere in January, and people flock from all corners of the country. Our local folks, there's a groundswell because we have a nice local following, and we really keep in touch through our monthly series. And they get excited. They have a piece of work they want to make. They submit. Our invited folks, we keep an eye on them. We kind of watch what they're doing. And we're like, hey, can you come back and bring something? And our national folks are all part of the national circuit. And they just apply because they want to hop around all over the place and to have their work performed and get their name out there.
Are there Fringe festivals in every state?
Not every state, but there is a North American Fringe Festival Association.
Uh-huh. Well, the festival in Grand Center, there are multiple venues, several venues anyway. There's the Kranzberg Arts Center, Strauss Park, the Grandel Theater, and there's one I've never heard of, so I'm curious about it. I don't know if it's new or not. The Duet Gallery?
So we use Duet Gallery. We've used it for several years now. It's an art gallery that we turn into a pop-up theater.
On Washington.
It's on Washington.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And the Kranzberg, I think there's multiple spaces you're going to be using there.
We're using all three. So we're using the Kranzberg Black Box, we're using the Kranzberg Studio, and we're using the Art Incubator for things like we have two stand-up comedians this year. We have some poetry this year, and all of those things will be in the incubator so you can watch it from Grand Avenue.
Uh-huh. I haven't been in the Grandel in a couple of years, but I understand the main stage there has been redone.
It is gorgeous.
What's that like?
Oh my gosh, it's so like epic and beautiful. We just teched Vanya yesterday, and just to have that space for those characters and that storytelling, it's majestic.
All right, Elizabeth, I want to ask you, first I might mention that people might remember what you did last year. Why don't you refresh their memory?
Oh, yes. Count Time, The Life and Times of Patricia Pruitt.
And you wrote that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I wrote that through interviewing herself and many other people in her life, her defense attorneys, and also this fabulous manuscript that surfaced by the prosecutor, where he wrote 800 and some odd pages about that particular thing.
I remember talking to you about
that. Yes, yeah. So he was in it too. I play her daughter, so I played 9 characters, including myself.
Okay, this year is something On the Exhale.
Yes, yes, by Martin Zimmerman. By the way, I'll be the third person in the world to perform this piece. It had its premiere at the Roundabout Theater in New York City in February. This play, it's a one-woman show, is a fictitious story that was inspired by the Sandy Hook Massacre. It is not a particular mother or parent of the Sandy Hook Massacre, but her 6-year-old son was killed in a similar incident. The reason why Martin Zimmerman decided to write this is that he was just amazed at how there was no legislation that resulted after that incident, and he became fascinated about the contradiction between the violence of the weaponry and the meditative quality of one. And I can say for myself, because I needed to handle this weapon, an assault weapon, just so I'd never shot one before in my life. In fact, I'd only ever shot a gun once in my life. And a wonderful fellow took me to the shooting range, and I had to say for myself, you know, firing an XM-15 assault weapon, I can understand how someone could find that as a sport or as an art, and how one could be seduced, you know, by the power of it. So this play is a fascinating process of this woman trying to understand.
You're a college professor and been involved in an act of violence, right?
Yes.
That's the setup.
Yeah, that's the setup. Yes. And how she tries to understand how something like this could happen.
Does she figure it out?
Yes, but it's quite a route she takes to understand it, let me put it that way, about how such a thing could happen.
Seth Gordon is directing you?
Yes, he is.
We know him from The Rep, don't we?
Yes, he is the Associate Artistic Director of The Rep.
Right. All right, Dennis.
He might also be your husband.
Was that right? Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yes, yes, yes. But this woman goes through hell and back. I can tell you that.
Wow, what a journey.
Yes.
Dennis, you're directing at the Kranzberg.
Yes, indeed, in the studio.
And what are you doing?
We're doing a piece called Didn't You See Us, which I wrote, and I can kind of give you a little blurb about it. Some of us in Black Mirror have had extensive overseas lives and experiences in Asia, Middle East, Europe, Central and South America, and we each separately have learned that children are the universal ties that bind us all together as humans, regardless of culture, religion, nationality, race, language, on and on and on. And all of us saw on TV what has happened and what is happening all over the world, even here, which kind of gave rise to the writing of this, especially now in recent months, the kind of the tragedy and the hurt and the families torn asunder. And you can't help, or at least I can't help, but to ask myself, how can this happen? You know, how can this be? And the problem seems so intractable, yet when you look into a child's eyes or you see a mother tending to her babies, I mean, my God. But to change it, how to really change things. And you have to see the humanity in others to change. And so it seems like a fair question. Didn't you see us? So more than that, you'll just have to come see the show. There's two actresses, both local people. Kira Goodsmith, who's a 12-year-old girl, just started middle school Wednesday, in fact. And so she's kind of nervous about that and not nervous at all about being in a show, which is pretty cool. And another young actress who's done a number of things for me and others around town named Madeline Finn, Maddie Finn. And then there's 13 other creatures in the piece.
Uh-huh. What's the longest performance piece in the entire festival? What do they range from?
So most of the performances are an hour. The main stage are full shows, so they're two-hour shows.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nothing short.
Nothing short.
I see. And the thing about, like, Dennis's and Elizabeth's work, it'll be shown on different days at different times and that sort of thing.
There's a whole schedule at stlfringe.com.
Anything we should think about, like, buying tickets? Do you buy a ticket for the whole thing, or how does that work?
So there are a number of ways to buy tickets, and I'm glad you brought that up. So we have a couple of things. We have packages that you can go to St. Lou Fringe, and you can get more shows for less money. So mm-hmm. you can certainly look at a package option. The main stage shows are $25, and with that $25 ticket, we're doing what we're calling our patron comp program. We have a whole sheet of each show. For each show happening on the main stage, we're handing our patron that attends that show a ticket to see one of three other shows in the festival mm-hmm. on us.
And what's the best way to handle it? I mean, should I plan out and decide what shows I want to see, or should I just show up and walk around?
I mean, it depends on who you are, because everybody likes to plan their life differently. I have some people who are very methodic about how they schedule and plan, and I have other people who just want to wing it and make sure they catch both zombie shows.
Okay, Matthew, you said you're directing a musical. Talk a little bit more about that.
So A Song for Vanya is a new musical. It's been tested out in Northern California, and it worked well out there, so they have invited us to take it and produce it here locally. And really ask our audiences not just to come and see it because it's beautiful, but also to really test it and see if the concept, if the story, if those things are working here in the Midwest in our St. Louis audiences, and then it's going to go back into the studio and get ready for an East mm-hmm. Coast run.
I see. And I understand at midnight, the last night, you're having a closing party. What's that about?
We are. It's a big party, so we are excited because we have Lola Van Ella with us. She's going to host our last show on that day, but she's also going to host a burlesque show on the 19th. Right. And we will give away awards, and we will name the new Fringemeister. Elizabeth will have to hand over her crown.
Yes.
As it were, or maybe keep it. I don't know.
Well, what have your duties been, Elizabeth?
just to keep on working.
That's right. Make
right.
art.
Yeah. Wear
the make
art.
Wear
make
the
art.
Crown. Wear the crown. Well, before we go, just to give people an idea of sort of the variety of acts and things, has there been anything, this for all of you, has there been anything that you've seen or heard about that's interested you and that you think we all should make a point of checking out? Anybody?
Well, I'm very much looking forward to Peter Ben Holzer's piece called The Meaning of Life. I grew up playing the game of life, so I'd love to know what his take is
and
on that.
And apparently there's a huge backstory to the making of that board game that the show is all about.
Can you give me a hint?
No, because I don't have any idea,
Okay.
but I'm fascinated to see it.
Me
yeah.
too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dennis, anything interest you?
Well, the Lola Van Ella show, Midnight Burlesque, really intrigues me. I don't know if it's because I started life in a monastery, but it's like, yeah, I think
it's making sense to me.
Yeah, it's hanging together there, isn't it? Yeah.
What are some of the interesting things that come to mind?
I'm going
to
say a few things. There's a one-man folk opera coming. So that's coming from out of town. They're in Minneapolis right now, and they're on their way. We have two zombie shows, one by Dan Viggers, a new musical called Liberals versus Zombies versus Conservatives, and another one called Please Remain Calm. And then the other one that I will mention, because there's so much excitement at the festival, is a woman coming. Her name is Danielle Mari, and she's coming from Ohio to share her one-woman story about her journey with infertility. And it's called Inconceivable and Other Absurdities, and she tells it with herself and two vagina sock puppets that she's made.
Say that one more time.
Vagina sock puppets.
All right. Thank you. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I hope you all have a great run.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was Steve Potter speaking with St. Louis Fringe Festival Executive Director Matthew Kearns, actress and producer Elizabeth Ann Townsend, and Black Mirror Theater Director Dennis Corcoran. The St. Louis Fringe Festival begins tomorrow and continues through August 26th in 6 venues in Grand Center. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.